Yeah, somebody says, whoa, ragwort, not toxic to horses and cattle. Jonathan Drury this morning is rewriting all the veterinary textbooks. To be fair, Mark, he did not say that ragwort is not toxic. He said that horses and cattle don't like eating it because it tastes nasty. I think that that was more accurately representative of what he said. Turns out all of you hate the theme tune. And I'm sorry I asked, really. I've never liked your opening salvo. I think it's a jangly, meaningless cacophony. I do enjoy your show, however. Thanks for asking, says Claire. I love your programme, but yes, your theme music is exceptionally irritating. And somebody said, yes, I complained about it when it was very first introduced. And I got a very sarcastic reply from your somebody or other, production director, programme director, jarring, harsh and utterly incompatible with Kim's sublime programme. Thank you, Bruce. Sarcastic response from the programme director. Well, they're gone now, of course. We sacked them immediately. Oh, you're right, it is a little irritating. Ah, Hitler thought modernist artworks degenerate and had them destroyed and artists sent to camps to die. Surely art's point is to make us react in many emotional ways, positive and negative, and reflect. We can choose to look or not, but not destroy, to start politically compartmentalising art is a dangerous road for all. It's a slippery slope, says another. First, they evaluate what we are viewing from the past, and then they evaluate anything we might get to view. Laura Rakovich is not representative of the public. I don't want them deciding for me. I think that Laura Rakovich might suggest that they have already decided. Somebody else says, your arrogant museum curator makes the assumption that her opinions are correct. There is more than one. This is from Mary. There is more than one way of looking at a problem. Turning off. Yeah, that's one way of dealing with it, Mary. As an artist, says another, who's had her work rejected on political grounds, two left, on several occasions. This is an important discussion. Things have changed for the better in the 60 years I've exhibited, but some things have actually gone backwards in many spaces. Living in the States for my first 45 years, I would suggest that the New York experience is unique, rare and unparalleled in its range, Queens Museum, presumably. I do not know what your audience is, says Brian, but it could be dominated by the white intellectual class, hence a particular form of opinion, re-museums. Yeah, I think that goes without saying, Brian, hence the number of people who have turned off. However, there are many other people who say, glad those people have turned off, because now you're left with the ones that really are interested in what other people think. Kim, do the critics really think everything already has a context? It's not about censorship. It is about ensuring the voice of the marginalised, voices of the marginalised, are heard. And somebody else accuses me of being absolutely obvious in terms of my prejudice, which is interesting. Keen to hear what you think that is. We are not immune to art washing in New Zealand. We have plenty of examples from fossil fuel sponsorship and other corporations gaining status from the arts. And need we mention that bastion of New Zealand culture and brand, All Black, and the past and current sponsorship ties to institutions backing coal and oil. Yep, you did mention it, Pam. That's the one. lots of memories of seeing her in New Zealand in the late 70s. And yes, love, 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 love. Worked at the vacation hotel when June stayed there. She had a penchant for daytime children's television. Who wouldn't have if you were in her situation? As for the correct pronunciation of Antigua, if Joan Armitrading wants to say Antigua, I say Antigua. That's all I'm saying. The debate goes on about whether we should ditch our signature music. I don't know. I mean, the chances of us picking another signature tune that would please all of you is, of course, vanishingly small. Oh, and as for my prejudice, more explanation. I feel you are intolerant of any criticism of Israel and anti-Palestinian. Back at ya. No, I don't know. I mean, you all have different ideas, right? Somebody said I was going to suggest the change to Wordy Rapping Hood by Tom Tom Club. Whatever. I am joining, says somebody else, the chorus of listeners keen to dump the show's intro theme. I don't know. Let's not exaggerate. I did ask the question. I wish I never had. Wonderful barber man. I have huge respect, says one text, representative text. A huge respect for his story and what he is doing. Another says, that barber is amazing. What a beaut way to connect with men who need help. Loads of feedback for Matt Brown. Let me deal with some of it. Very impressive young man. I know all too well what he shared with you this morning. Culture is never an excuse for abuse, and Samoan culture never sanctions abuse of any sort. Abuse is abuse and should be dealt with as such. And I'm appreciative that some organisations and groups in our communities are now addressing family violence. Over time, I've come to the idea, says Kevin, that the question is not why did she stay? We're talking about women who stay with violent and abusive men. But how do those women that leave manage to do that? We need to notice if it is so easily possible every woman would leave. We need to work with the idea that given they don't, there is something about leaving that is extremely difficult. And another says, I am astonished by what appeared to be a hostile attack on that young man for his mother's choices. You would be well aware of the impacts on a person who experiences trauma in a relationship, not his fault, nor should he be put in such a position by you. The interview made me feel ill, therefore was switched off. That is entirely your prerogative, of course. I'm astonished that you had that reaction to it, but nevertheless, I'm sorry that you did.